It's fine. I was like,
is that how you were?
Yeah.
I'm dumb. I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the coin. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
That's enough. I had enough of that shit. Fucking asshole. Hello, everybody. I'm Carlito, and I am the host of your show. Thank you for joining me. Once again, that name is Carlito. Drinking some water. Okay, well, let me turn the music down. Hang on. Always something. Always some shit going on. Evil Artie's asking me for my social security number. Okay, yeah, I'll get right on that. My boy's crazy. Anyway, I think Sloth and Baz are going to be joining me here in just a few seconds. Just moving over to that screen. I got something stuck to my finger, man. God, that pisses me off when that happens. Fuck. Anyway, if you're listening, be sure to head over to madhouselive.com if you want to watch the video feed of me doing the show. Now, if you're watching on there only and you want to hear the music that's accompanying this broadcast, which doesn't make it on the YouTube feed because of YouTube reasons, head over to prankcallnation.com. That's where you can hear this show in its full intended format. You can also hear a whole bunch of other hosts there throughout the week. They're always around. Anyway, just do it. Whoa. I got a video issue now. Hang on, let me fix the video. I hit the wrong button on the video. Whoops. Wrong again. There we go. That's what I was intending to do. Good. Anyway, let's get Baz and Sloth over here. Send your requests if you want. That's over at the Request a Prank feature at madhouselive.com. There's a link over there for requests. Are you with me, Mr. Baz?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good for you.
Do you still have that booger stuck to your finger?
No, it's not a booger. It's
Okay.
It's iced tea drops, you know, like those Mio drops. I got an iced tea one.
Ah,
and
nice.
Some of it, I guess, missed the cup. It's on the desk here. Because I tasted it. I wanted to see if it tasted like boogers. It doesn't. It tastes like tea. Peach tea. Hey, Sloth. How are you, Mr. Sloth?
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Sloth. Hang on.
Hey. Hey, Echo. You got an Echo again.
Working on it. Oh, God. I'm working on it. I think I know why. What about now? Try now.
Testing.
Above.
I think it's gone.
All.
Thank you. Good. And the washing machine's going on in the background, just like you do sometimes, Baz.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, though. Hey, I don't have any numbers, really. I wasn't paying attention to getting numbers. Does any of you have something going on?
No.
All right, well,
should pick a city like you traditionally do?
I picked a city. If in the chat room, if you guys want to pick a city, go ahead. Throw in the chat room. And what, Baz, you look in the chat and see what people say. I'm looking at Sioux City, Iowa. I think I've never called. No, Lincoln, Nebraska. I've never called Lincoln, Nebraska.
Okay, Colin says, okay, here's some suggestions. Utica, New York.
Utica.
Selena, Ohio is Arby's suggestion. CELINA.
Well, I'll look at Utica. Hang on. Okay, I got Utica here.
Okay.
We'll start with Utica.
And Sax is recommending Roy to Mexico.
The real Roy? They probably know about us there by now. The sheriff of Roy is like, of Roy County or whatever the county is. Ah, damn, Brad Carter, motherfucker. Well, I'm after that motherfucker.
Yeah, he and Michelle both.
Yeah. Okay, UticaWeddings.com is a website, and they have a phone number because that makes sense. Here we go. You guys want to try to help me get in touch with an actual human being at TuneIn.com so we can get our shit fixed on there?
Good afternoon, Wedding in New York. This is Cassie.
Yeah. You have contacts with TuneIn Radio?
Good, how are you?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I asked. Horse Wedding Janice Utica Machine?
What was that? This is Rochester Wedding Magazine?
Yeah, directions save more Google.
What are you I'm confused what you're looking for.
23 hotels in Utica, Trivago save up to 63% in hotels.
This is a wedding magazine. Are you looking for a wedding magazine?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it that I can help you with?
Compare over 23 hotels from $49 exclamation point.
We don't have anything in regards to hotels or a wedding magazine. I think you may have the wrong number.
Okay, well, do you know this picture in the magazine that just came out? The hot one, the really hot one?
I have no idea. We have three magazines. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which ones do you have? And I'll tell you.
Well, we're Buffalo Wedding Magazine, Rochester Wedding Magazine, and Syracuse Wedding Magazine.
All right, Syracuse Wedding Magazine, page 14, the woman in there. Go get it. Hurry up. Come on, honey.
Chop, chop.
Okay, I'm looking at Syracuse Wedding Magazine.
Page 14, come on.
Page 14 is the Craftsman Inn.
Yeah, verse 12. And what does it say there?
On page 14?
Yes.
It's the Craftsman Inn.
Well, read what it says, please. Read what it says on there, describing it.
What about it, sir?
Can you please read it out to me?
It says classic elegance.
Amen. Amen. No, whatever. I don't know where I was going with that.
Funny, though.
Just call her back.
I was just reading a Google ad down to her. Fucking lunatic.
I want to have a question for her.
I'm going to try just reading news to people.
Oh.
Well, go ahead. No, you do that first, Baz, if she picks up.
Thank you for calling Weddings in New York. Your leading website's now.
She really can't listen. Fucking washing machine. Making noise, washing stuff. I could close the door, but I'm too into the show now to get up and start doing shit like that. All right.
Here, I'll do it for you.
Okay. Thanks. That's going to help. Go shut your door, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a place called Centro. I wonder what that is. Centro. C-E-N-T-R-O, Centro.
Sounds Spanish.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like a big Spanish bodega or something.
Good afternoon, Centro. May I help you?
Do you have peanuts?
Do I have who?
Do you have peanuts?
I don't know. I can't understand what you're talking about.
Do you have peanuts?
Did I have dinner?
Peanuts!
Hold on.
Motherfucker.
Good afternoon, Central.
Do you have peanuts?
Excuse me?
Do you have peanuts?
Nope.
Do you have watchers?
Nope.
You have motherfucker? Whatever. For some reason, I just wanted to say, do you have pants like that?
Pants.
All right, Baz, you talk to them now. If they pick up once again. I don't know. Ask them what they are. I just want to know now.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a site, centro.org.
Good afternoon, Central.
Hi, hello, this is David Snoswell. How are you, my dear?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, who am I speaking with, please?
Excuse me?
Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
This is the hub, the Central hub.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, what is your name? I'm just trying to be polite and make pleasantries before discussing business.
I'm the receptionist here.
Okay.
Could you
How
hold
you doing
on a minute?
That? No, I cannot. It's urgent. Just trying to be nice to her, you know.
I know.
Get to know her a little bit.
Oh, I understand. I'm with you.
My mom always told me to be polite on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I do a prank phone call show.
My medical insurance company, this is their hold music too.
Yeah.
I was on hold with them yesterday. I hope it's not copyright. Because I care about that shit. Sloth, what are you doing?
I'm here. What's up?
You're at work? Why are you on? How did you get on today?
Oh, we have an unpaid week off. I told you that the other day.
Oh, I don't pay attention.
Oh, unpaid? That sucks.
You told Carlos, not Carlito. Sorry.
Nice. Your character doesn't remember that.
Nope.
You get to claim unemployment for that unpaid week, or?
I think I might, because we had 3 weeks off.
Okay, excuse me. Can I help you?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. I was just inquiring as to your name. I'm making pleasantries. My mom always taught me to be polite on the telephone. Before discussing
well,
business.
That's okay, but I'm sorry, but I just received a crank call, and I don't know if you're the same person or what.
Oh, no, no, absolutely not, ma'am. I would never, ever make a crank phone call.
Well, that's why I was so vague.
That's offensive and rude. I mean, I would never call, like, the UK and claim that I'm with the Royal Service or anything like that. I heard about some hooligans that were doing that, and I thought it was disgusting. Damn it.
Well, that's why I was hesitant, because
don't be hesitant,
it's a little annoying.
Oh yeah.
So,
it's very annoying. I heard about these hooligans that were calling people in the UK yesterday, and they were asking
really?
The lunar eclipse. Holy
really?
Shit. They were doing customer satisfaction surveys. And I heard that even called the police.
You know what I would tell them? Please don't bother me. Please don't bother me with your nonsense.
That's what I always do. I mean, because, you know, prank calling is so immature and childish, and I can't imagine.
Right.
I even heard that there's chat rooms that people go into, and they listen to prank phone calls live.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I don't have time for that.
I don't either.
Okay.
I mean, I've got.
Is there something I could help
businesses
you with?
To do. Yes, Centro. What exactly are you? What kind of organization are you?
We're a bus company.
You're a what?
A bus company. We're city buses.
Oh, great. Yes.
We're Utica.
Can I book? I would like to book a bus, please, for Utica.
Book a bus?
Yes,
we don't book buses. I don't know what you're talking about.
Welcome off.
Yeah, well, I have some inquiries about your buses. Do you have, like, the private booths in the back? I think they're called masturbation boxes.
Oh, my God. All right, cool.
I was referencing the show that I did yesterday.
Did this occur? Was there a masturbation booth in the bus?
No. Yesterday, Turbo and I did a show, and we were calling people in the UK asking about the eclipse. And a guy actually claimed he was an officer, and he was tracing our phone number.
An officer of the law? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Constable.
God. Oh, geez. Okay. Well. Moving right along, let's continue here with the town of Utica. Here's WIBX AM. I could do the old the radio's too loud, turn it down thing. Can you do background effects, Baz? Get ready with your get your moaning ready. You need your moaning.
Take me a second.
The guy that goes, that's how he sounds.
What sound do you need?
Moaning.
Okay.
Or the one dude's like, Yeah, we're not getting an answer. Forget it. Oh, well. Well, keep it ready. Maybe later. Back to the map. I don't like to call banks. Optical World, I don't know about that. There's a place called Rhythm and Roots. What's up with them? We're taking a stroll down Utica, New York right now, and now we're calling a place called Rhythm and Roots. Sounds like a place where you can buy incense, rolling papers, stuff like that. Marijuana smoking parties. I have an announcement to make, too.
Bus to the office.
Hey, Rhythm and Roots, motherfuckers.
This is Rhythm and Roots, yes.
All right. Oh, I hope to see you at the Mardi Gras Ball in Rhode Island with Steve Riley.
Okay, I didn't make it to that, but...
Why not?
Well, because I had other commitments that week.
That's really stupid, really?
But,
why didn't you go?
Because I wasn't able to. Who's calling, please?
This is Cross. This is Big Cross. I'm with the meat.
How can I help you today?
Well, you were supposed to come to that Mardi Gras ball. I'm really fucking pissed off because you're one of the reasons why I was going to go to that motherfucker. No, she's gone. How long was she gone for?
Oh, I was looking at the numbers, Sloth.
Yeah, it was just a second.
I don't even want to call her back. Fuck that woman.
That was quite rude.
Okay. Where are these? In Glasgow? Okay. Just a moment.
What? What?
That didn't work. Oh, they're not formatted. I tried to do it myself and I screwed it up. I never can do that right in my head. The zero comes out, and I do +44, right?
Well, no, it's I already put them on there, except the first
one. Oh, the first one. I was just looking at the first one. Okay.
It's that.
Oh, so these are all Wangs in, Glasgow. 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 Fuck that guy. All right, next one. T-Wang, also known as Twang.
Mm-hmm. Call him that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to check what time it is.
It's like 7 at night.
Yeah.
Welcome to BG Answer 1.
Okay, here's why.
It's actually usually a pretty good time to call. You get a
people just pretty good get home success. From work. Yeah, this is when you would call if you're a telemarketer, though. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Calling around dinner time. The bill collector's calling. Go pick up the phone. All right, here's
Yeah, yesterday, Z-Wing. Turbo and I had, like, the first 5 numbers we tried, they answered. It's a pretty good roll there.
That's good. Z-Wang. Come on, Z-Wang.
Zwang.
Oh, man. All right, let me just hang up and call back. I don't know what that was about. Okay, nothing. Doesn't even ring. Well, we'll need more of those. But I'm going back to Utica now. Utica. Kelly and Walt Hall. Some kind of firm. Okay.
I've reached the law office of Kelly in Walsall. Please leave a message after the tone.
All right, nothing. Damn it. I got an old school answering machine, too. What's up with that? American Legion! Come on! Damn it, I had a good idea for that too. So much for that. Going back to the map. Alright, Universal Check Cashing Corporation. Yeah!
Alright, let's cash some checks.
Yeah, let's do it.
Discreetly.
Universal Check Cashing.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
What's that? One more time, buddy. I can't hear you. Okay.
I'll put Baz on the line. You're obviously stupid. You can't understand what I'm saying. Baz?
Yeah. Hi, this is Baz. Hello, stupid. Did you hang up? You motherfucker.
I don't know why.
Calling back. I want to see if I can get a check cashed. At least Sloth, do you want to talk to him?
Hey, it's your call, man. I don't really care.
Universal Check Cashing.
Yeah, hi. This is David Snoswell. I've got a check that I need to have cashed discreetly.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how people write in the memo what the check is for?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can I ask you to not look at that? I mean, will the check still be valid if I crossed it out? I'm a little bit embarrassed.
I don't think so.
The check would not be valid.
Hold on 1 second. Let me ask.
Yeah. It's just a memo, man.
I mean, that's the check I got for sucking cock.
It's for sucking cock.
No, you can't cross that out.
Oh, man. Okay, I got this check, and there's... So when it clears, there's no way that my wife's going to find out about it, right?
I mean, to be honest, the check
is for $500, and it's for sucking cock. And they wrote that on the memo. I told them not to, but they did anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trash it for you. I don't know if your wife's going to find out about it or not, but is it a personal check?
Oh. Yeah.
We don't cash personal checks anyways.
Oh, you don't? How about if I suck your dick under the counter? Lame.
Yeah. I have one last. Let me see if I can do it normally.
Yeah, we don't cash personal checks. Just stop calling here.
Hello?
We don't cash personal checks.
I don't need to cash a... I'm cashing a payroll check.
It's a payroll check?
Yes.
Okay.
What's the fee?
From a company or from a person?
It's from a company. It's from my trucking company.
Your trucking company?
Yeah, you can call the number on it and get them to confirm.
If you bring it in, we can sell it if you cash it. I can't see anything over the phone.
What's your fee for payroll?
1.91%.
1.91. Okay, that's not too bad, I guess. Oh, right. Okay. And then, you know the bulletproof glass. Can you guys remove that temporarily when I come in?
The bulletproof glass, can we remove the bulletproof glass temporarily while you come in? No.
Just one of the panels? I just need one, like if you take it out, just one of them, so I have a
no,
good angle?
No, they're built in the walls.
But they can be removed temporarily for cleaning. I just...
No, it can't be. We can't remove the bulletproof glass for you.
Well, then there's no deal then. Then I can't...
No deal.
Then come on. Can you put it... I need the bulletproof glass taken off. They can't be taken down. No, they can't. Those are pretty bolted in. They are pretty much built in. Okay. Well, that was good. Someone picked up. That's a good thing. In it, guys. Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the Masonic Hall. Let's call him. I'm going to tell him about a pending war with them. The VFW and the Sons of Italy.
Masonic Hall.
Hi, I have some anonymous information to give you. Well, I can give you my name. Hello? Hello? He doesn't care for that. The fuck? Weird. Okay. That's the Freemasons for you guys.
There's a guy in the chat room who said that he got in trouble. He's in Australia, and he listens to you live at work, and he got in trouble with his boss. His boss said to turn that shit off.
Just now?
I don't think so. He said now he streams them on his Galaxy Note.
Okay, good idea. Yeah, don't play it on... I wouldn't put this show on your... Yeah.
No, this stuff is not work safe.
No.
At most businesses.
Yeah, you probably don't even want to stream us on their network. Use your cell phone network or your own private Wi-Fi spot like Mr. Sloth over there, because he's white and he has a lot of money.
He's rich.
Yeah. We're going to try Swifty's restaurant. This is an odd town, this Utica. I'm glad we called.
Thank you for calling Swifty's Restaurant. Paul, how may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order now. Right now.
In order to go?
Right now.
Okay, but you want it to go?
Okay, what's the alternative to go?
Well, some people order ahead and they come in and eat here, but they want to order before they get here.
Oh, I don't want to do that. What else could I do?
You can get takeout. You
could eat in the toilet, right?
I mean, if you'd like to.
Okay.
I won't recommend it.
All right. Well, can I get in a takeout and then I'm going to have a seat in the toilet?
What would you like to order?
All right. One, eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah.
We don't serve eggs here. Hard boiled.
No, I need one eggs. Okay. All right. One meat.
What kind of meat?
Warmed, cooked meat.
What's your name, sir?
This is Eddie.
What is it?
Eddie.
Eddie, and what's your phone number?
315-733-6611.
And you want cooked meat and eggs?
Yeah, one eggs with heat. Cooked with heat.
Oh, cooked with heat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, one drinks to go.
Any kind?
With ice.
Just throw something in a cup?
Cold with ice. Clean.
Okay.
Clean cup, please.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, lid and straw.
Okay.
One hot sauce.
Okay.
1 gallon of salad oil.
Okay.
That's it.
Will that be all today?
Hey, do I mess up your panties when I talk to you? Did I mess them up?
Mess them up?
Yeah, you know. Make them stick together. Don't make them stick together.
That'll be about 20 minutes, okay?
It'll take 20 minutes for that? Wow.
Yep.
That's not bad. I usually get a girl off in 15 or at least, or less than that.
I don't know. Okay, I'll see you in 20 minutes.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Okay,
all right. I'll see all of you.
All right.
All right. I'll see your vagina and your labia and everything.
Bye.
Yeah. She must not be getting any. She's like, oh, I can't wait for this guy to come in for a gallon of salad oil.
Yeah. Okay, I posted the number for a neighborhood center in Utica.
A neighborhood center?
That's how it's called, the neighborhood center. I have no idea what it is. But link. A community center. Okay, they're having a fundraiser where you can get tickets to the Yankees. A day in the big league.
It's taking a long time for numbers to ring. Shit, man.
This is the general delivery mailbox. At the tone.
I don't need general delivery shit. What else did you send? Johnny Hair Parlor? Johanny?
Yeah.
Johanny? Okay. After that, I'm going to call a Chinese place and ask them for salad oil. And what else could I ask them for? I could ask them to buy a wok.
Yeah, maybe like a quart of soy sauce.
Yeah.
Red sauce.
Yeah. The one with the rooster on it.
Oh, don't forget to ask how long after you eat the rice to take a shit.
Yeah. Some MSG.
I hear that makes the shit come out quicker.
I snort MSG. No, Johanny, he must be cutting hair right now like a fruit. Like, oh, look at me. I'm like sloth. I'm cutting hair. Yay. Panda House Chinese restaurant. Sloth has never cut hair in his life.
No, if not.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, I want to make an order.
Phone number?
315-266-2481.
266-2181?
Yeah.
Address.
I'm coming to pick it up, damn it.
What do you want?
Let's think of it, because you guys sent someone over and they masturbated my dog. I don't want you people coming to my house anymore.
Okay, and?
Anyway, all right, I wanted to order one General Tso chicken, no sauce.
Small, larger combo.
Small.
Anything else?
One, okay, 1 gallon of salad oil. 1 wok. 1 sriracha sauce. 5.
You're not playing, right?
No, I need this stuff.
You can call it from other restaurant now.
1 bag of rice.
I need a 1 bag of rice, too. Can you deliver over and don't torture my dog?
What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't torture my dog.
All right, you guys. Sloth, talk to her. You sloth. Sloth. It's sloth time. She won't pick up, though. Watch.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I believe that you just spoke with my associate there. You just hung
can
up
I help
on
you?
Him, ma'am? Yeah, absolutely. He had lodged a serious complaint against your restaurant regarding the last time that you guys had made a delivery to his place.
Okay, I am not in charge of this, but he cannot play on the phone. With
well,
all
do you
the
have?
Oh,
no, no, no. Hey, look, do you have a manager, sweetie, that you could put on the phone, like a higher up?
Sorry about that. He's not here.
Well, do you have anybody? Who else is there?
They don't speak English.
Well, put them on. That's fine. Go ahead. We'll try. Do they speak broken English?
No.
Okay. Well, that kind of sucks. But anyway, listen.
Oh. Yeah.
Bitch.
I don't buy that nobody speaks English. Somebody there speaks some kind of English, and it's, like, in their face. It's Chinese, right?
Yeah.
That helps, too.
And I want them on the damn phone.
All right, she's not answering. I'm calling the Islamic Association. Please, no terrorism, talking, or bombing stuff. It's not funny. Let me do it. I'm just going to be dirty and raunchy. Oh, they're Bosnian.
Yeah, toilet.
Man, none of the good numbers ever pick up in this fucking town.
Baz and I have called a lot of mosques and shit, and they don't normally pick up or anything. It's weird.
They must check the ID. No, I do not know.
It probably comes up as infidel on their caller ID.
They have an infidel service in the caller ID. Mr. Tabachi is here.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, Tabachi. Hey.
What's up? I'm in the bathroom.
In the toilet, yeah.
Yeah.
Is everything coming out okay?
Service. If you want to leave a message, please redial the number of the person you are calling.
I don't know how that happened. Okay, that was not a deli. Here is what's supposed to be the Biogenic Dental Corporation. I wonder what they do there. Biogenic Dental.
Ooh, that sounds kind of scary.
They probably extract the stem cells from the teeth, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and then you eat them. You become powerful. You grow a big dick. Stem cells. Stem cells can do anything.
That's a new Biogenic Dental, ma'am.
Stem cells can do anything, ma'am.
They're powerful.
Pardon?
Stem cells can do anything. You know? Hey, can I talk to one of the doctors? This is important.
This is a dental lab.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me talk to whoever's highest over there on the chain. I command you.
Ensuring the success of each and every one of your dental appliances and restorations. Consultation is available by phone from 7 a.m. till 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Messages left outside of our regular phone hours will always receive our immediate attention the next business day.
I think Biogenic means they just use different materials for cavities and stuff like that.
Well, that's bullshit.
At least that's what I'm reading right now.
Thank you.
Kind of like holistic shit.
I had a jaw bone graft once.
Biogenic urges you to take advantage of our digital communication services.
Ooh.
You'll save time and
they put some bone in from a
communicating with our
dead guy, I guess.
At Biogenic, we digitize.
So what is it? What did I hear a few years ago that there was some dude came up
Hello,
with?
Hello, David speaking.
What did I hear a few fucking years ago that there was some dude a doctor who invented that thing where they're going to put it on your teeth and cavities are going to go away from ever, forever, and it had stem cells in it. What the hell was that?
Hello?
And why isn't it?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, asshole.
Hey.
Hey, are you a doctor? Is this Dr. Spiri Dagalizi?
Who is this?
My name is Dr. Cross.
Oh, this is David from Biogenic.
Yeah, are you in charge?
Yes.
What is your level?
President in charge of the lab? Why? What do you need?
Are you a DDS?
No.
What are you then?
Lab technician.
Oh, wow. Forget it. You guys aren't qualified
hey,
to talk to me.
What kind of primary cells are you growing in the lab?
Okay.
Oh, I was at a legitimate question. I want to know what kind of primary cell types they're growing there.
Well, obviously, he's like, oh, these guys are it's probably some scam company. It's getting investors for nothing. They tell rich people, oh, yeah, stem cells, man. We're going to create things with stem cells. Okay, it's the future. Okay, here's $5 million. Thank you. That's how rich people are, guys. I don't know if you knew that. That's exactly how their lives are.
Yep.
There you go. Here's a check, $5,000.
They're calling back and see if they want to buy some fibroblasts that's a cell type. They harvest them from foreskins.
Do they? Nice.
Yes.
What's a DPM?
No, I mean, they use them in the lab for research.
What's a DPM? Is that a doctor type? Isn't that a foot doctor?
DPM.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's ask him about stem cells. Call them random doctors asking about bullshit. I just like that they're probably seeing patients, and I'm going to try to pull them out to talk to them.
Sure.
The number you dialed has not yet been activated. Please contact customer service to act.
Okay.
I don't
ask them about your anal ward, so they're going to burn them out with hot pokers.
Anyone know what an OD is? I got Dr. Kirkpatrick, who's an OD.
OD.
That's his website. He wants you to have healthy eyes and to enjoy good vision for life. He says, okay. I can work with that.
You have reached the office of Dr. Daniel Kirkpatrick and Associates and iDesigns Unlimited. Our office hours are 7-2. If you are calling from another lab and would like to talk to
OD, Doctor of Optometry,
please press 3.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, this is Dr. Applebaum. I'm calling from Utica Eye Associates. I need to talk to the doctor immediately.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Hurry, it's code blue.
You're going to lose the eye.
Oh, I need my background sound.
Oh, do you want the...
I got it. You stand by with something else. The pissing, maybe.
Okay.
Thanks for holding, Zulu. How may I help you?
Is this doctor?
What, you're looking for Dr. Kirkpatrick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I wasn't told that.
Who are you? What do you do?
I'm a front desk attendant.
Oh, yeah, I need Dr. Kirkpatrick. I'm calling from Utica Eye Emergency Associates.
Okay, 1 moment.
Okay. This is so wrong, what we're doing.
Can I ask who's calling, please?
This is Dr. Cross.
Charles, you said?
Dr. Cross, Charles Cross.
Okay, is it regarding a specific patient, doctor?
Yeah, but I need to talk to him. There's this code blue machine here.
All right, hold on 1 second. Let me see if he's available, okay?
All right, damn it.
Plus, the doctor-patient confidentiality would prohibit you from revealing the name.
Well, HIPAA would, yeah.
Yay for medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell's going on in the background here? They're removing the eye.
Is that your
yeah
sound effect?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why, you thought it was them?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. They dropped the eyeball.
Oh, God. Stop. That freaks me out. Ugh.
Ugh, yeah. Ugh. Because you've had those, like, needles in your eye, Carlito, right?
I've had... fuck, yeah.
That stuff's messed up. And you don't know when it goes in, either.
No.
That's the freaky part. They're like, oh, the needle is just in your eye.
Yeah, when he did it, he did it. And he said, are you ready?
Oh. Dr. Cross?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dr. Kirkpatrick's not available right now. Is there a number he can call you back on?
That motherfucker, son of a bitch. You tell him he's a motherfucking son of a bitch. Write that down.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Okay. I know. Again, a five-year-old could do that prank call, but it was just funny. She's probably going to go back to him and say, oh, my God, this doctor said... I don't know if
Code was, Machine Blue.
I don't know if he was a doctor. Sorry. But oh my God, Dr. Kirkpatrick, you won't believe what he said to me. I can't repeat it. You know how those women are. Oh dear yeah. Heavens, I've been offended. Okay. I'm looking here at a Catholic, Ukrainian Catholic church. Wow. Okay. Could tell I'm not from the Russian Catholic Church. And we're going to occupy their lobby.
This is the rectory of St. Volodymyr Ukrainian Catholic Church. Please leave your message.
Damn it, come on. Not a good idea for them. Shit.
That's the rectory. That's where the priest lives.
Yeah. Chat room go. What was the second town? The one that Brad said. Do you remember? All right, that's number's not even going through now. I give up. It was busy, probably, right? Or chat room, give me a town, another town, please. Baz, if you can report. Selena,
oh, yeah,
Ohio.
It's Selena, C-E-L-I-N-A.
All right, we'll go there. Google Earth, engage. Here we are, Salina, Ohio, on the banks of some lake. Grand Lake. There you go. All right. Zooming in on Wayne Street. Wayne. Thiamon Tailgate. I have no idea what that is. I don't want to call it. Ambiance Home Care, Local Net. What's Local Net? Let's find out. Yes, they do have a phone number. Sounds like some bullshit liberal newspaper, Local, right? Yeah, that's what I would say. With a lot of ads for masseuses in the back. That's where Cerbachi picks up his girls from.
Thank you for calling Local Net. To better assist you, please have your Local Net email address or account number available.
It's actually a small ISP.
Hello?
The computer doesn't go.
Excuse me?
The computer does not go.
One moment.
Okay.
Poor guy.
Call him back. I'm going to be taking a break here. After this, I've got to refill my water.
Nice.
Thank you for calling LocalNet. To better assist you, please have your LocalNet email address or account number available.
Thank you for calling LocalNet. My name is Jennifer.
Hey, the computer doesn't go. The computer does not go. And I called, and some Puerto Rican guy there was taking forever to transfer me.
Okay. Are you calling for technical support?
The computer does not go.
Why are you yelling, sir?
Because I'm telling you, this is the third time now. I tell you,
well, this is customer service.
Computer doesn't go, motherfucker.
If you need technical issues, you would need tech support.
Well, the fucking number says.
She was trying not to laugh.
All right, why don't you talk to her? Now I'm getting pissed. Oh, there's a toll-free number on their site. We could try that.
Thank you for calling LocalNet. To better assist you, please have your LocalNet email address or account number available.
Thank you for calling LocalNet. My name is Jennifer. May I have your username or telephone number, please?
Hello. Yeah, Big Jennifer. Go ahead, Ron.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you had just spoken with my father. He was a little bit perturbed about his internet service.
Okay, I asked him if he needed technical support.
Yeah. Could you transfer me?
Sure, just one moment.
Thank you.
She was going to tell you. Tell him your account name is DSL support.
God damn.
Damn it.
Thank you for calling LocalNet Technical Support. For the best possible service, please have your computer on and your LocalNet username available. Please stay on the line and an agent will assist you shortly.
I was hoping maybe that line would work, but nope. All right, we're done with LocalNet. Sorry, guys. I know we were excited about that. Sorry that took so long. To make up for it, I'll try to get someone else here. We'll get Tim Arnold Photography. We'll ask him about pictures that are dirty, maybe. Yeah. And then there's another check cash in place. We can ask them about removing this fireproof or the bulletproof glass. As a condition of us being a customer.
Also at the cozy campground.
All right, that's not going to work. Here's a check cashing.
Hi, you've reached Tim Arnold Photography at 419.
I don't care. I play all these songs already.
Thank you for calling us in. Eric?
What? Hello?
He's stupid.
Hello?
My music was on. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I was like,
is that how you were?
Yeah.
I'm dumb. Can I ask what your payroll check cashing fee is?
It is...
Wrong. Hello? Are you new or something?
It is 4%.
How did you not know that? I called across the town and it was only 1.91%, motherfucker. I did.
Click.
I haven't been the best tonight. Today. Fuck.
Good night.
Ooh, computer and networking technologies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Advance America. This is Kara. How can I help you?
Go ahead, Baz. I have Baz on the line. Go ahead, Baz. All right, Baz isn't here. Yes. You're check cashing?
Here I am, Big Kara. Sorry. I was having a little trouble operating the telephone machine, but I seem to have figured it out.
Okay.
I need to inquire about some check cashings.
Yes. Is it a payroll check then?
Yes, it's a big payroll check.
how much is it? Because there is a certain limit to what I can and can't cash.
Well, you tell me what your limit is, and I'll tell you whether or not it's over or under.
Because if I remember correctly, we can only cash up to 1,000.
Oh, okay. Well, what if I... okay, I think we're good. Yeah. Yeah, it's $999. And okay. 94 cents.
Okay, yeah, that should be fine. There are a few things that I have to do before I can cash it.
Okay, such as?
I have to verify it with both the company and the bank that is drawn from to make sure the check is okay. And then I'm going
Oh, it's okay. I can tell you. It's a nice-looking check. You know, it's very professional-looking. You know, it looks like it was printed on a high-quality check printer. So I can already tell you that it's okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to need two forms of ID from you. One of them has to be government-issued, and the other one, anything pre-printed with your name on it.
Okay, so like a library card, would that work?
The library card, and as long as the library card has your name printed on it, not handwritten or anything.
Okay.
And then the other one has to be like a driver's license, state ID, or anything like that.
Okay. Can it be my inmate identification card? I mean, that was issued to me by the state.
It is issued by the state?
Yes.
Okay, that should work.
When I was a guest there for about 5 years. You know, I had little problems with checks.
Okay.
So, yeah. And what else? What other conditions must be met? And then I'll tell you my conditions. I have some conditions that must be met also.
Well, I still have to call the banks and everything just to make sure the check is okay.
Okay. Can I call the bank first and tell them you'll be calling? And I'll provide you the number of the bank and the person to talk to. But I need to call him first to talk about a few things and to warn him. So he can get our story straight, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I think that should be okay.
Yeah. Oh, great, great, yeah. And then I have some conditions as well. I would like the money and unmarked bills, non-sequential if possible.
If I have that, maybe.
Okay, and do you have the that glass, you know, the security glass?
No, we do not.
Oh, perfect. And I'd also like to just come in and look around. I'm just curious about how these places work.
Like, what do you mean by, like, look around?
Well, can you give me a tour?
I can't have you come behind the counter where
I'm
at.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's see. I don't think I have any other ridiculous questions for you. Maybe my associate Ron or Mr. Hibachi, do you have any questions?
No,
because, somebody just
toilets.
Okay, one at a time, gentlemen.
Yeah, hey, do you have, we'll bring in like a black suitcase, like a little black suitcase, and you put the money in that, okay, and then we'll leave. And then like you guys, you can go do like a dead drop. You know what that is?
We can't be seen accepting this money. So,
it's got to be real discreet, like, you know?
Yeah. We're going to send, like, a courier in, a courier dog with the check. So the dog will have a little satchel around its neck. And it'll just walk right in. You might have to open the door for it, and it'll have the check.
It'll bark and then once in.
Yeah. And then you'll put the money into the black suitcase, which the dog will also provide, then the dog will perform the dead drop. And he'll have a note pinned to his back with the number of the bank and the person to contact for verification.
And that person at the bank is actually also a dog. It's a proxy.
Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
I'm
did you hang up? Oh, great, great, great. Wow. So it sounds like this is going to all work out fine.
It's going to be the perfect night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sexy, honey? Hello. Are you still listening?
Shout out to Reclude for that reference. Nope. She's still there. Let's see if she stays. Nope.
Hey, honey.
Call her back.
Hey, baby.
Whole thing.
It's gonna be the perfect night in this town.
She asked for all ones to go to the strip club. Need a dead drop so the wife doesn't find out.
What's a dead drop? I should know that, but I don't.
It's like...
It wouldn't be a dead drop if the dog...
Thank you for calling Advance America.
Para español, por favor, oprima el dos.
Sí.
We are currently assisting other customers and are unable...
Oh, God.
Well, I kind of, when I was asking her if I can go in the back, then it kind of occurred to me that it might sound like I'm casing the place out to rob them. And I didn't want to kind of go, I didn't want to go there.
Yeah.
Bad Baz.
No, it wasn't intentional, but.
Does anyone want computer and networking technologies?
Yeah, I'll talk to them.
Okay, Zach Long.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Computer Network Technologies Machines?
Hello in there. What the hell was that?
The fuck?
Their problem with their network machines.
No.
They don't like money.
Hello, thank you for calling CNC. How may I help you?
Yes, is this Network Technologies?
Yes, it is.
Hi, do you guys sell do you guys do jailbreaking at all?
We do not.
You guys don't? Do you know somebody who does do jailbreaking?
I'm not for sure. I'm sorry. I wish I could be a better help.
It's okay. Do you guys sell, satellite decoders? I could hook it up to my internet machine and get free TV without ads.
Oh, no, we don't do any of that here.
You guys do networks. I need network things.
No. A lot of the networking that we do, we repair the networks. We don't sell a whole lot for them. I mean, of course, we have, the routers and stuff like that, but... I mean, anything, I guess, that we don't have, we can usually order in.
Oh, so if you guys fix networks, how can I break my neighbor's network because he keeps trying to get onto my Wi-Fi and watch porn, and I don't want him to do that?
Do you have a password on your router?
I did, but he cracked it, and now he's holding it hostage, so I need to break it so I can stop him watching porn.
Okay. Well, I can't be a whole lot of help for that, but I can leave a message for one of my techs and have him give you a call.
Question, though. Would this work if I took my router and just put a 44 Magnum round through it? Would that fix it? Would that stop him from watching porn?
It may. Like I said, I don't want to give you the wrong answer just because I'm not for certain. But I can definitely leave my text message and have him give you a call and get that all figured out for you.
Can I talk to a man? Because, I mean, you're a woman. You probably don't know a lot about breaking things. Can I talk to a man?
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're not here right now. I can take a message and have him give you a call.
So they have the one woman there doing secretary work. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean,
I've got an idea. I'm his roommate. Our neighbor keeps stealing our network. He keeps stealing our Wi-Fi. Is there any way that you can just ship over some graphic gay pornography, so that when he connects to the internet, all he sees is a bunch of dick?
No.
No? Why not?
Okay, I've got better things to deal with. Thanks.
No, you don't.
No, help us. Help us, damn it.
Make me a grilled cheese sandwich.
Right, that's what I'm in the mood for, a fucking grilled cheese sandwich right now. You know
Ooh,
what?
Yeah. What kind of cheese?
Oh, American cheese. But you know what I do for grilled cheese sandwich to make it easy? I toast two slices of bread, and then I put two slices of cheese in between them, lightly toasted. And I put and then a little bit of butter, and then I microwave it for like 30 seconds in a plate. And that's like a rapid ghetto grilled cheese sandwich. That's my recipe for you.
Nice.
Would a George Foreman work pretty well for that, though?
Yeah, actually, George Foreman, you could skip the microwave and save some time. Just smash it in there like a motherfucker. I love that, too. Yeah, man, you put butter on each side of the bread and cheese inside in the middle and smash it down. Yeah, a lot of butter, too. So the butter's dripping and oozing down. And then you dip your sandwich in that butter that goes in the cup.
Yeah, end up at
cheese, yeah, then you can eat all that burnt cheese that gets on the grill. Hell yeah. All right, so I'm going to be taking a break. I'll be gone for like 5 minutes. When I come back, we're going to probably call a little bit more of Salina, Ohio. We might target one more last city here. I'll do about another hour of show. But most importantly, we're going to get to the request of pranks that have been in here for the last few days, including quite a few of them that have come in today. I see the gentleman in the chat conference here have posted some other numbers, I believe, in the chat that we can get to, I think. If not, maybe those will come later.
Yeah, I got a request from Nunu.
Good. Good. All right, I'll be right back in a moment. Don't go anywhere, guys.
I actually come to think of it right now is about when all the UK Indian places are open. We should probably call some UK Indian places.
Whoops. I'm back. Sorry, guys. Missed my return. Thought I had
hey, Carlito.
Yes, what?
We got some numbers in Skype chat. Okay. If we could call, please.
All right. You got it. Hey, everybody. Anyway, I'm Carlito. We're back from break. I'm going to turn this music down. Yeah. All right, so what do we got? UK?
One place. They're all UK numbers. One is a Mr. Elephant that Baz called, and there are three Indian places that I found that had really shitty service.
Okay.
That are in the UK, so they're open now.
All right, we'll do Tandoori Raj off the top first. More Banshood calls, yeah. There's an anti-Banshood movement in our fan base. I don't know if you noticed that.
I haven't.
Yeah. Well, Banshood. Yeah, hey, Banshood, how are you?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Banshood. I'd like to make an order.
Hello?
Yeah, one order.
Hello?
Order.
Hello?
Someone else do this
you're
before I
you're
lose
stupid.
It.
You want the
Hello?
Food. Hey, come front of me, you stupid Gandu Bancho Marachod. Hello?
Soup, but I didn't fly.
Soup.
Hello?
Gandu?
Come on, can you use something amusing for the listeners?
All right, here, we'll connect Sherpa.
Throw a fit.
Sheepa, Sherpa. Shilpa.
Shilpa, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead, Shilpa.
Yeah, can I make an order, please?
Yeah, 1 minute.
One chicken tikka masala?
1 minute.
One lamb, Roga and Josh.
One lamb, Roga and Josh, yeah?
Yes. One banchud.
One lamb, Roga and Josh, one chicken tikka masala.
One banchud.
No, that one we don't have.
One banchud. Hey, I'm just reading off the list. It says one banchud.
Lamb.
One gandu.
No, that is one. We don't do that, sir.
One sister.
What is it then? I'm reading off the list my buddy gave me. What is a banchud?
Sorry?
What is a banchud if you don't do it?
I don't know, sir.
It also says mangandu.
No, I don't know. I got a menu?
My buddy just gave me a list.
Yeah, give me that phone, motherfucker. Hey, listen. It's Carlito. Yeah. Hey, I'm Carlito. Hey, listen.
Yeah, please, sir, tell me, sir.
Are you dark skin or light skin?
Sorry?
Are you dark or light?
No. So your voice is breaking, sir. I can clear for your voice.
Are you an owl?
Sorry?
You know what
he has a hairy ass.
You know what is owl? You know an owl? A dark owl with big eyes? A stupid owl?
No, I don't know that one, sir.
That's you. You're like, woo-hoo, like an owl, an ugly fucking owl.
Hello?
Yeah, you're an ugly, dark-skinned owl.
That one we don't say.
Yeah.
Uluk Mata.
Asshole. Soup manarid foie.
Hello?
Fuck you.
Hello?
Chachachod.
Ulukapata.
Betty Chod.
You're stupid. Yeah, I'd like to make get an order, please.
The place order?
Yeah, fucker.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You didn't like that.
Damn it. I figured we'd get at least one angry guy out of these.
You guys try him.
Oh, call the Mr. Elephant. They'll get angry.
Okay, yeah, let's try the Mr. Elephant then.
Actually, they were on the line calling the police on another phone. I called them on my show.
Some Yelp check-ins.
Where do you think, Sloth, where do you think guys get, like, well, people would get the surname Elephant from? Were they elephant dealers back in the day, maybe?
That's a very good question. I have no fucking idea. That is weird, though.
And they're English. Were they British or sounding guys? How were they?
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, hey,
I have to Google that.
What's missing with that number? It's not something's not for. Maybe it's the spaces. It's not working. The spaces. Oh, hey,
which one?
The first one.
Scroll down.
Yeah, the first one. I'm gonna try to take.
Oh no, there was no space in between the colon and the plus.
Just
so if you scroll down that format, right underneath it.
I got it. I think I do. Let's see.
So what's up with this guy, anyway?
He's an elephant, and he's mad. You know how they go in the heat?
Good evening, Mr. Elephant.
Yeah, is this Mr.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Elephant?
Oh, go ahead, Carly. Oh. Carlito.
Hi. No, please go, Baz, because I'm in the lost here.
Yeah, I'd like to place an order for pickup. I will collect the order.
What would you like?
Yeah, I would collect it with my hand.
All right.
Yeah, I would like one order of the chicken tikka masala machine. Hurry the fuck up.
So it's a chicken tikka masala?
Chicken tikka masala.
Right.
And the five spaces of poppadoms.
Right, so you want...
No, five spaces.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to order the damn poppadoms. I don't know what the problem is.
We don't sell poppadoms, sir, unfortunately.
What do you sell? Do you sell the naan? Garlic naan?
Is it for a collection or delivery, sir?
For collection. I'm going to collect it into my hand. And you will collect the money.
Right.
Yes. So, I was trying to order the five spaces of poppadoms.
Oh, I'll call back.
Yes, hello. Hello, Mr. Elephant.
Beep, beep. American.
They remember me from last week.
Let's listen for a while, and then we'll do the next one.
He's probably calling the police on the other phone again.
He
Hello? Give me something to listen to.
All right, I'll do the next one then. We'll keep him on the line. Did the next one not go through?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
That's weird. All right, here, I'll try this one. Paul, I'll try it again. I think I clicked the wrong thing. Paul Paletta. And this is what, a Starbucks? Or is this a person who checked in at one?
Yes, that is checked into that Starbucks.
Are they there now or they did in the past?
Yeah, they are. Dashy's thing is up to date.
Nice.
So they should still be there.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Janine.
Yes,
hey,
hi.
Janine. Yeah, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. There's a customer in there right now that I need to speak with.
Okay.
Okay, his name is Paul Paletta. All right.
Okay, hang on.
It's up to the utmost urgency that I speak with this customer immediately.
Okay, hang on.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, is this Paul? Paul Paletta?
There's actually no customers in here right now.
That is a lie, ma'am. He checked in there just mere moments ago.
No, there's no customers in here.
Well, I demand that you make a page over the intercom right now, damn it.
Who is this?
This is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. It's very important. And you're going to lose your job, you know? You're going to be in so much trouble, little lady. You're going to be fired. Are you still with me, Janine? Jenny?
Yes.
All right, so listen. I need you to go out and find Paul. You have a cordless phone.
There's no customers in here.
I hear people in the background. Do not give me that shit. If you people are... Back-
Sorry. Sorry, I'll call the next one.
That would have been awesome if that person was black.
Shut up, back there.
Yeah, hold on though. Carlito, do you have access to this thing that Dashy made?
No, it sounds awesome. It's an aggregator that checks all the Yelp checkers.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said not to give this to people, but I am going to go out on a limb and assume that it's okay for me.
I'm sure it'd be okay to give it to
I'm
Big Boss here.
Yeah.
It's on the private account and all that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so if you check that PM... that I sent you.
All right, got it. I just saw it coming. Hey, be quiet over there, all right? Whatever, Raj, what's that place? Tandoori Raj?
Mr. Elephant.
Oh, Mr. Elephant, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Bunch
Hang
of
up
God
the phone.
News.
Call Daniel.
They were speaking in Hebrew earlier.
Really? Weird. Danielle, who's at a Starbucks. Try this one, Big Sloth.
Bucks one, Hoboken, a demon speaking. How may I help you?
Hadima, is that your name? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, Hadima, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, yes, we've had some suspicious activity there at your location that we're picking up on the main monitors, the main screens.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
I'm going to give you to my manager one second.
No, listen, this is urgent. I don't have time for whatever the hell it is you're going to do.
Okay, so what's going on?
Okay, there's a customer in there right now that our monitors are picking up and identifying as Danielle Elise. So I need to put her on the phone immediately. It's a customer.
Danielle?
Danielle Elise.
Elise.
Yeah, Elise.
We don't have anyone here named Danielle Elise.
A customer? How would you know? Did you ask?
A customer?
A customer.
I'm sorry.
A customer.
Is there a Danielle Elise here? No, there's no customer by that name.
Give it a moment. Yell again.
Danielle Elise. Is there a Danielle Elise? No, there's no one responding to that.
Okay, hold on. What about Kelly Smunt?
Hey, fuck you, bitch. You heard what she said to you, Sloth?
No, I don't.
Hello?
Hello, yes, sir. This is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. That lady there, she's fired.
Okay. Do you need to speak with the manager?
Well, no, first off, you kick her ass out. You say, Dina, you get the fuck out.
Hi, this is the shift supervisor.
Yeah, listen, this is Mr. Newman. I'm calling from the corporate office. It's a very difficult time with some of your employees.
No, may I ask what this is about, though?
Well, okay, we were calling in regards to some suspicious activity on a customer's credit card there. And
okay.
Hadima, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, her name is Hadima, yes.
Yeah, she used coarse language with me. She said the N-word.
So are you calling from the Starbucks Corporation, or are you a customer?
No, I'm calling on behalf of the Starbucks Corporation regarding suspicious activity on a customer's credit card.
You know, okay.
Before my entire operation was derailed, and I had to reset the monitors because her employee there had interrupted it by saying the N-word.
This is about that.
Well, okay, we were calling for a piece of equipment.
Okay. What kind of operation are you speaking about? Because I have no details. You're telling me about a customer's suspicious activity on a credit card.
Yeah,
you're asking her to yell out two names.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, the operation and its nature are of no concern to you. All I need you to know, and all you need to know, is to put Danielle Elise on the phone right now. It's a customer, though.
Well, we have many customers inside our store.
Yeah, well, you yell. You yell like Hadima did. You get on the intercom now.
We don't have intercoms in the store, sir.
Go around and you check.
Okay.
You have a cordless phone?
Yes, I do have a cordless phone.
Hey,
so
well,
may I ask, can I get your name and, like, how are you exactly sure that you have this customer in my store?
My name is Ron Newman. I'm actually
okay.
The Visa Audit Captain, Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to check your tone a little bit, miss.
No, because you're not giving me any details, sir.
Well, I gave you all the necessary details. You got the customer's name. You understand that I outrank you and that I'm your superior. I mean, that should be enough.
Well, sir, you haven't given me any information. You just tell me a name and that you're auto protection. You're asking me to call
it
a customer's name.
What do you want from me, woman? Listen, I don't have time for this.
Excuse me, you should watch your tone. I'm trying to calmly and ask any details.
What's going to happen? I totally outrank you. I could have you fired right now. I could call security and they will escort you out and you'll be super embarrassed and you'll feel like an asshole.
I'm sorry, sir, but your kind of tone with me is not how this works.
Do
you have any partner numbers that I can...
That's why they don't pay you a lot of money. That's why you get paid. Like,
I'm hanging up on you, sir. I'm sorry. You're very derogatory towards me.
Don't hang up.
You do not hang up.
Calm your ass down now.
All right.
There.
I'll call back.
Well, that sucked. The first girl, the Hadina lady, was totally willing to yell stuff.
Isn't that a disease? Isn't that a disease or a condition, Hadima?
Hadima.
That's swelling of the
fluid
legs
build
and
up.
Stuff. Yeah, fluid buildup on your legs and feet.
Or your lungs.
Your lungs, yeah, pulmonary edema. Very bad.
Fingers.
Is it still the elephant we're hearing?
Yeah, they're
yeah.
still fucking connected. Fuck them.
I suspect that they have a officer on the way or something.
Yeah, it's a trace.
Whoop, whoop.
They're going to tap right into the phone right there and trace it. Well, they got the hotline. All right, they're not answering here this second time.
Yeah, Bobby's going to come and blow his whistle and wave his stick around.
I asked Mr. Elephant, please, to behave yourselves and not make loud noises over there if you're going to listen, all right? Thank you. John
and
Kirk.
No snickering either.
No snickering. John Kirk, where's he at? He is at a Wiener Schnitzel. Ooh, man, I could go for like some.
Yeah. Mr. Elephant,
Same
if you
here.
Have to laugh, just say ha, like Milkman does.
Yeah. Ha.
Ha ha.
Ha. John Kirk.
Where is Milkman? Is he.
He's back, yeah. Oh,
he's back, yeah.
Yeah, man. He's a nightmare.
Work has been kind of interfering with shows.
Too many gun sales.
Shut up. I said shut up over there. Shut up over there, I said.
Gun dudes.
You monkey. Quiet.
Tell them if they break any dishes, they're paying for them out of their paychecks.
Quiet or hang up, asshole. Mark Cortez. He's at the Fuji Grill, motherfucker. Did it not go through? It was busy. Don't forget, we got to get to some requested pranks when we burn these numbers. Yeah. Busy still? Okay. Whatever. I'm talking about Seinfeld. Josh Spear at the Ruin Thai restaurant. No answer there. Nunu sent in ideas or phones? Let's see. China Palace. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So this place evidently got... here, let me read the info.
Yeah.
They received a 0-star rating, meaning urgent improvements are needed. This is on their health inspection rating.
Ooh, how embarrassing.
So they raised serious concerns about the way the food is being stored, like raw eggs and prawns being stored next to cooked foods. Yeah. Other issues are... using supermarket carrier bags to store raw meat. A towel with a very pungent smell was used to dry the tables, I guess.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Sounds like a piece of shit. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what I had heard about the UK or London where... Oh, it didn't go through. There was something about how, like, when you, like in the United States where they have inspections and you can get shut down, that in the UK you couldn't necessarily do it that way. Something like that. And that they would try to shut them off if their water wasn't working. What the hell? What did I hear about that? It was something where those laws were kind of more lax. It's not working. Shit.
Huh. Here, let me,
number.
Let me do that again. I'm just pasting the number that Nunu sent me.
Yeah. All right, let me try again. Shut up! Here we go, here we go.
Hi there, you alright?
Fuck off with your drink orders, elephant.
What do you got over there, elephant
hello,
piss?
Hello.
Yeah, what do you have to drink over there, elephant piss?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Delivery or collection.
What was that, honey?
Delivery or collection.
Committee or collection? Oh,
collection.
Oh, collect it. Yeah, I want to collect it.
Yeah, what can I get you?
I'm trying to listen in the background. Let me turn the TV down. One order of Papa Dom's?
You've got the wrong number. This is the Chinese.
The Chinese? Okay, one General Tso chicken.
One more, sorry.
One General Tso. One rice.
Do you know which Chinese you phoned?
Yeah, one rice, motherfucker. One rice.
I was going to say General Tso, but you've said it first.
Yeah.
I think that's what everybody thinks of when you think of Chinese, though, is General Tso's chicken.
I was getting an echo. I think they hung up over there.
No, there was. I heard a police radio in the background at Mr. Elephant.
Was it a police radio? I thought it was a TV.
No, it sounded like a dispatcher.
Let's call Mr. Elephant.
So the cop was listening in while you were talking to the China place.
Was it the first Mr. Elephant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Mr. Elephant.
The first one, though, yeah. Okay.
So I think my suspicion was correct. They just kept the phone on the line until the cops arrived.
Yeah. And it started clicking a lot. That was funny. Hey, Sloth, weren't you and wasn't I connecting you and Ice Goose together and we did a show, or you guys did a show, and there was some place in Australia and the fucking their line wouldn't disconnect and you kept them on the line for like a good 30 minutes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, probably. That's happened a couple of times with some of the overseas calls.
Yeah, I thought I had it recorded. It was really funny. And the one prank with the Indian guy saying call cops. Yeah, I'm going to call the coppers.
Call them, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
bye.
I'm calling them. They're on the way. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can we call Elephant? Is that Elephant?
Yeah, I'm sorry I did that. I'm trying.
Can we call them and see if I can make an order?
Okay.
Just try. Hello? Hello? Got to. Hello? Manachod.
No, I don't think that's going to go anywhere, but I'll keep him connected again. Let's see what happens. I'm getting a call.
The chicken masala is shit.
What do you want?
Hello, sir. You ordered the takeaway.
Yeah, and what
the middle is disconnected. No? That's why we call you back now.
Oh, yeah? Is that what happened?
Do you want the takeaway?
Okay, yeah. Who wants to do the order, guys?
Okay, sir, you can tell me.
Yeah, we want the dirty food.
Sorry?
Yeah, we want the dirty Indian food.
I want garlic naan.
Okay. Garlic naan, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. So you ordered... okay, please hold on.
Baz, is there anything that you could order that you could eat?
Garlic naan. How many garlic naan? One garlic naan.
I want one. I don't know who else wants any.
Yeah, Ron, what was your question for me?
Well, my question was, is there anything that, like, sloppy and gross, but kind of sticky that he could slather all over my rectum, and then he could eat it off of my...
Oh, well, don't they have that, what is that, the gulab, it's a dessert? Sir, what's that dessert that's made out of the milk and honey? What do you call it, gulab, or...
Kurma.
It's a dessert?
Kurma. We do the kurma.
Yeah, so...
Are you coming here,
so we can,
sir?
We
better
can,
you...
So I can take
better
those.
Better you look at the menu and order, no?
I want to stick them up Ron's asshole.
And then he'll just eat them right out of there. So you guys don't even have to dirty a plate.
So do you, if Ron bends over, can you shove one up his ass, his bum?
Hello?
Banjo?
Yes, hello. Pay attention.
Sorry, say it again.
Pay attention. You need to concentrate and try to pay attention to us. We're trying to make an order. And you're not listening.
Now.
You're playing around or something.
You're being rude.
I wouldn't appreciate that. You
sir,
know,
please,
you can go do that on your own time. You know, you're supposed to be working. You're supposed to be attending to us.
Sir, very noisy, sir. Can you call me back?
Well,
that's no excuse.
Hey, you don't hang up the phone. We're American.
See, the other place, Mr. Elephant, they didn't even hang up. They're still on the line with us right now.
Hey, Mr. Restaurant Guy, there is one thing I want to order, though. Hello?
Hello, I can hear you.
Do you guys have banchud?
Cunt.
Sorry?
Do you guys have
banchud?
Sorry, say it again.
Do you have banchud? Benchard banchud?
No.
It's where we take the sister. You have a sister?
I can't hear you. Okay,
we make
sorry,
an order
but...
of sister. Mr. Elephant's clicking again, so something's going on.
This guy's pretending.
Sir, you know our address.
Do you
know our address?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's King Street. Where are you ordering from, sir? Where are you at the moment?
Right off King Street, dumbass.
Sorry?
We're right off King Street. It's none of your business, asshole.
Oh, King Street. King Street. Okay, okay.
Yeah, asshole.
So are you collecting?
Yeah, with our hands.
You come and collect. Okay. Sir, why can't you come? Then we straight away...
No, we're gonna order now. Just fucking stop dicking us around, guy.
Okay, just order, please.
Okay, you fucking moder, Joe.
You ordered only one garlic bun so far.
Fuck.
And the korma. You said we were gonna
get
the korma off
the chicken. The chicken tikka motherfucker.
Chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala.
Yeah, chicken tikka motherfucker.
He called us, motherfucker. I'm calling him back now.
Hello, good evening, Silver Restaurant.
Hey, why'd you hang up?
So I couldn't hear. Now I can hear you. Please tell me, have you got menu with you?
Mr. Newman is going to tell you some things.
Yeah, okay.
You will listen to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did we order so far?
You ordered only one garlic naan, that's
yes.
all.
Okay, chicken tikka masala.
Chicken tikka masala, okay.
Yes.
One chicken tikka masala, yeah.
No. Okay, now and one large order of madar chod.
Sorry?
Madar chod is what we would like to order. It means your mother. You bring her in front of us and we fuck her.
And then I'm going to take a shit.
So he understands, and he can hear us. He's lying.
Yeah.
He hung up.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry. I was listening, but I didn't... Okay. You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was managing stuff. Trying a third time?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. I'd like to make an order.
Yeah?
One papadums?
Sorry?
One papadums?
One papadum, okay.
Okay. One chicken tikka masala.
Papadum, one chicken tikka masala.
Okay. And do you have any paneer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have an order of that.
Yeah, what? Paneer tikka masala?
Yeah. And do you have any shorba?
Sorry? Shorba? No.
Okay. Okay. And that's it then. Did I say garlic naan? Did I tell you garlic naan?
One garlic naan,
uh-huh.
One chicken tikka masala,
uh-huh.
One papadam.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and one paneer.
Paneer, one paneer tikka or paneer tikka masala?
Paneer tikka.
Paneer tikka,
uh-huh.
One paneer tikka, okay.
Okay, that's it. How much?
Okay, please hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay. One garlic naan. One garlic naan. One chicken tikka masala. One papadam set. One paneer tikka. Hello, sir. 15
yeah.
pound and 40 p.
Okay. And how long will it be? 15?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll be there. Thank you. Bye.
You will come and collect it, yeah?
I'm going to come collect it.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'll call him back and cancel it. Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Now we got to be on for at least another half hour, guys.
Yep.
That's going to cut in. That'll be the end of the show. That'll have to be the last prank of the day because then I have to go to physical therapy. I got to take a shower because I smell like burnt rope.
Why are you burning rope?
I get bored. I'm a pyro. I like to burn stuff. So I was burning.
Are you guys allowed to get fireworks, like good fireworks, up in Pennsylvania?
I don't think so. Florida, you can get like a whole fucking fireworks show, man.
I know.
God damn. And everyone, like, it's awesome. Like, if driving home on the 4th of July, me and my ex-girlfriend, we would go, and my wife, too, we did this, we would go to Disney. We'd go to the Disney for the day and see the fireworks there. And on the way home, Universal would start shooting off theirs. And then SeaWorld would at the same time. And then you see all these houses. People were doing it all on the way home. It always looked so fucking cool. Oh, I miss that shit, man. Yeah. Yeah, driving on I-4 at 8, well, from 9 p.m. down on the 4th of July in Central Florida. If you do that, go north on I-4, or I'm sorry, go east on I-4. From Disney up to Daytona Beach and fucking enjoy life. Play Bruce Springsteen the whole way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stop talking. And we'll get to some more pranky calls. Mr. Elephant, I ask you to please continue to be respectful over there, okay?
Yeah, stop clicking.
Okay, Eric Lederman. Sounds Jewish, huh? Or maybe German, I don't know.
My first thought was German.
Okay.
Well, it could be both.
That's a rough deal, huh?
24 carats, this is Emily. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, big girl. How are you? I need to speak to my friend. He should be there somewhere. His cell phone isn't going off, but there's an emergency. His name is Eric.
You said her name?
Eric. His name is Eric.
Could you explain what he looks like?
Oh, geez. You know, kind of up to here. Dark features, white guy. Last name is Lederman. He's German and Jewish.
He looks like a
young Howard Stern.
Are you Eric? Oh, sweet. Oh, I found him. Hold on.
Mm.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Special Time Agent Garcia. This is Eric Lederman.
Yes. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling from the year 2214. We have suspicions that you're going to be having some juice there right now, correct?
Who is this?
This is Special Time Agent Garcia. I'm calling from 2215.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making a time phone call to you. Listen, do not drink that juice. It's going to get you very sick, like diarrhea.
Okay.
And if that happens, you're going to miss the event in 2 days. And in that event, you're going to meet Vice President Dick Cheney, former Vice President Dick Cheney. You're going to tell him about your idea that you've been thinking about, that dream you had recently. And he's going to invest with you in it. And it's actually going to become one of the largest corporations in the United States.
Like hell.
Yes.
No, like hell.
Yes. So, but
I wouldn't be caught in the same space as Dick Cheney.
Yeah, but you bump into each other.
Who the hell is this?
I'm Special Time Agent Garcia from the future.
I'm hanging up now because...
I'm Special Time Agent Garcia from the future. Please, sir, you must listen to me. We're going to have to send time agents out to get you.
Well, then send them. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Cold blue.
I'm sorry.
Let's call him back and I'll pretend to be the time agent.
Did you hear the lady saying I'm sorry to him in the background?
I'm sorry.
Right at the end.
Special Time Agent Garcia. I love those calls.
What was the guy's name again?
24 Carats, how can I help you?
Eric, you there?
I'm sorry, who?
Zyklon?
Is Eric there?
There's no one here that works here by that name.
Is there a customer here named Eric? I need to speak to him. It's very important.
Oh. Is everyone okay there?
The preacher, Eric?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I tell him who's calling?
This is Larry.
We have a super important phone call for you from Larry.
Again?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This is Larry. I'm calling to inform you that you need to stay where you are, because if you miss the event, you will become an atheist. Stay where you are. Agents will be here to pick you up momentarily.
Listen, you're going to become an atheist, okay? And then you're going to miss the big event in 2 days where you meet former Vice President Dick Cheney. He won't give you the $5 million investment for your organization, and you won't be able to change the world. And we won't be able to meet with the Ecclesians in 22 years when they make contact with Earth. We won't be able to defend ourselves, and they'll actually destroy. Someone messed up the... Oh, turn the war as fast as I can. We're the Ecclesians.
As soon as they said preacher, I was like, oh, God mentioned he'll be an atheist.
Tell her it's the blood moon. Yeah, the blood moon.
24 carats, how can I help you?
Yeah, the blood moon. Just tell him the blood moon.
The blood moon is coming.
Excuse me, sir. You cannot call here anymore unless you are placing an order if you're a customer. This is a business line.
I'm a customer.
You cannot call here and speak to customers. I apologize. If you have his personal cell phone number, please call him on that. But this is a business, and you're tying up my business line.
To place an order.
If you're serious about placing an order, sir, I'll be happy to place your order. But if you're just calling to speak to one of my customers, that's very inappropriate, and you're holding up my business line. So I'm going to ask you, unless you're calling as an honest customer, you cannot call here anymore.
I want to place an order.
All right, we'll call. Say we're an honest customer.
What type of restaurant is this?
In the back, an Indian restaurant.
Oh, this is Indian? Okay.
Oh, this place is a juice bar.
Oh!
Fuck!
Oh, I couldn't get to the button. Oof.
Speaking of the Blood Moon, Turbo and I were calling UK numbers yesterday and doing customer satisfaction surveys about the lunar eclipse.
Okay.
Asking if they're satisfied.
They're sad. Okay.
And if they would like another color for the next eclipse, like green or purple.
Wow. Somehow you guys are influencing that, I guess.
Yeah. We have technicians hard at work planning these.
Of course. I understand.
Do you guys want to try to call Charlie?
Okay. You always want to call that fucker. He
might throw him off calling in the daytime, though.
I wonder if the restaurant's even open. What time? Hawaii's what? 6 hours behind us? U.S.?
That is five.
Six sounds real high.
I think it's five, but still, that's 11.
Let's see. 10 a.m. in Hawaii right now.
Nah, but we'll call a cell phone. He's probably out golfing.
Yeah.
It's springtime. It's golfing time in Hawaii, for sure.
A call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'll call him one more time. Let's see. We've got about 25 minutes left, let's say.
Who's calling me at you?
Charlie.
Hello?
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, who is it?
Yes. Yes, this is David Snoswell. Did you see the Blood Moon the other night?
Huh?
Did you see the lunar eclipse the other night? Are you okay?
No.
Yeah, did you look out the window?
No.
You saw the Blood Moon? The moon turned red.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, why?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Charlie.
This is the sun.
Yeah, can you put Charlie back on the phone?
He doesn't understand.
We will speak Chinese to him. Put him back on the line, please.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, 请说.
Yeah, ni hao ma?
是,你好,你好,
yeah, talk to Larry.
Huh? Larry?
Hey, Charlie. Chinga to Maliway.
You have piss and shit, chow mein?
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I shit on the toilet.
You fucking asshole, Charlie. You playing golf like a girl? Golf like a pussy girl.
Actually, I'm talking to your daughter right now. He hung up.
Why you don't yell at me ever? He never yells at me.
Anymore.
He yells
at
everybody.
Well, you talked to his son. Didn't his son get pissed once?
I think so. Ring. Hoo-ah, ring. How am I saying that?
Always swear, if I ever go to Honolulu, I'm going to go to the Dewdrop Inn and get you guys to call them while I'm there.
Yeah, I see. I've said already before here that I'll go, but I won't talk. I'll act like my voice is hoarse, and I'll have my wife do the order.
No, it's just you're in the restaurant, and they get, like, if I'm in the restaurant, I like, poke you on Skype or something, like, hey, call the Dewdrop Inn.
Yeah. Doesn't he supposedly, according to Yelp, doesn't he walk around with a parrot and shit like that,
yeah.
And then the parrot shits on his neck, I saw once?
That's got to be a health code violation,
having a live bird in the
restaurant.
Parrots don't shit like little parakeets, they shit like these big... It's white fucking splotches of shit. It's like the shit that birds shit on your car and all that white shit. Ew, that's gross. So there's shit. He's walking around people eating like, I'm a parrot. You can't speak English.
Buy more food.
Fuck it. I would tell him who I am. I'd tell him, fuck you, chinga tu mala we. Let's see what he did.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, man.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, I'm looking for Michael.
Yeah, this is Michael, yeah?
Yeah, listen, I was with your girlfriend. I just found out, I guess, that she's been cheating on you. Kelly, you know Kelly?
Yeah.
I was looking through her phone right now. She's asleep in the bed. I'm in the bathroom, and, like, I started looking at her phone, and I saw your text back and forth with her and all that shit, and I had no idea, bro. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, like, I fucking came at her and everything. She told me she's on the pill. Is that for real, or... She, like, begged me to take the condom off and, like, finish inside of her, she said.
Say that again.
She begged me to pull the condom off and to come inside of her.
What about it, though?
What?
Do you understand you need a translator?
I beg your pardon?
Do you need a translator?
He ejaculated into her vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you understand that?
How long have you been... Did you guys break up and shit already, or...?
And who are you?
Oh, I'm Cross. I'm from the United States. I'm a student. I'm staying here in Birmingham. I'm in the hostel.
She spent the night.
She spent the night here with me tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, last night.
I watched. Yeah. I watched.
Yeah, we were smoking reefers and all that we got.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, have you been with her a long time? Like, are you tested and stuff?
10 years, mate.
What, 20 years?
10 years.
10 years, yeah. Dude, I, like, fucking blast. She has, like, a gallon of cum inside of her, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think, like, she might get pregnant? Like, cause I'm gonna beat the fuck out of her now. I swear to God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's over the sleep. I'm gonna beat the fuck out. I'm gonna punch her in the back of the head and beat the fuck out of her. Because she told me, is she really on birth control? I'm so fucking pissed off. I already punched the mirror. And I broke the fucking mirror and here my right hand's bleeding. But I'll still beat the fuck out of her. I just take some cocaine. I won't feel the pain for like 5 minutes. I'll just keep fucking swinging.
So what hostel are you at then?
The Cross Hostel.
Where's that?
Holy Cross. It's at Birmingham, University of Birmingham.
Yeah, where?
Where exactly is it? Let me put Baz. He was the front end. He came in her mouth, down her throat. Baz, where?
Yeah,
help me.
What's up? Yeah, we're at the Elephant and Castle Hostel Youth House.
Where?
In Birmingham.
Yeah, where?
On Regent Street. Yeah, yeah. So what's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Not really, nah.
Yeah? Why? What are you doing now? Are you jerking it? I am too. Hey, do you want to talk to Larry? He was there too. He filmed it.
Yeah.
Larry, are you there? No, Larry. I'll put Cross back on.
Hey, it's Cross.
Larry.
So I'm looking some shit up. Oh, and Ron's here, too.
Hey, who the fuck is Larry? There was another guy. I thought there was just the three of us that were hitting.
Larry was hiding.
Larry was filming it, actually.
So oh, I see.
Yeah.
He was hiding
in the crawl space.
He was in a closet. I didn't tell you myself. That's fucked up that I didn't tell you. I'm sorry. We're all in the bathroom. We're just washing each other down after we fucking fucked her and filmed it and all that, you know?
Yeah, we were at the Hatter's Hostel.
Yeah. We were doing a cream pie scene.
There's big
on,
money.
On Livery like, Street.
Oh, you're right, man. I'm sorry, bro. We didn't know. She's told us she was single, so.
Don't cry.
Yeah, don't be pissed. I'm sorry, bro.
Do I sound like I'm crying to you?
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want
to do? Do I sound like I'm crying to you, little boy?
Yeah, you sound like a little bitch, too.
Dude, don't get pissed at us. She told us she was single.
Boy.
She wanted a party.
I think you need to watch your mouth, mate. I think you need to realize what you're dealing with.
Fuck you, man. I command you to be respectful.
Who are we dealing with?
Ooh.
Maybe he wants a taste. You want a taste of it, huh?
A taste of what exactly?
You want a taste of my fist?
Pussy hole. You couldn't even fucking step to me, mate. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Do you even lift, bro?
You what?
Do you even lift, bro? Do you even lift?
I'd watch your mouth, you know, mate.
Okay, well, I'm not intimidated by you. I fucking lift, bro.
I think you need to realize who you're dealing with, mate.
Who?
Eh?
Who? I'm not... I don't know who. So, who is it? Asshole.
Little batty boy.
You know exactly who I am? Batty boy.
Anons.
I was going to put Kelly on the phone for you, but you're being a dickhead, so fuck you.
Maybe I thought you were going to put her on the phone.
Maybe I'm going to fuck her in the ass now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then I'll beat the shit out of her.
I'm what?
What?
You think your little pathetic phone call bothers me, mate?
You're a baddie boy bum bandit.
Is that right?
Yes, and you're a bomber class.
You're a faggot, mate. You don't know who you're dealing with. You couldn't step to me.
You nonce.
Or are you okay. A tough guy?
I don't need to think I'm tough. You're listening, mate. You're just faggots, man, pussies.
So Kelly says that when you were born, you came out of your mom's asshole instead of her pussy.
Oh, yeah.
How is that possible?
That's funny, isn't it?
That's disgusting.
You need to watch your mouth, mate, to be honest.
Yeah, or else what?
You should come meet us at the McDonald's down the way.
I beg your pardon?
You should come meet us down at the McDonald's down the way. Like, just down
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, where's that?
The McDonald's.
Corner. I don't fucking know.
Something, you little dumbasses. You don't even know who you're dealing with.
Yeah, I know. We're going to come meet you at the McDonald's.
Yeah, come then.
Well, come on. When? We'll be there in 20
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, come on then.
20 minutes.
Which McDonald's, baggy?
It should be right nearby. Baz.
Yeah, right around the corner.
Yeah, where? Yeah, around the corner what?
Now you're going to make me find the address. I don't fucking know. I'm not from here. Just visiting. Yeah.
Well, mate, you need to realize that there's many McDonald's in Birmingham. You listening?
Oh, that...
Fucking dumbass.
Oh, you're a fucking prick.
You're a numpy. Fucking...
Whatever,
numpy.
Faggy.
And you're a twat.
Whatever, faggy.
Kill what, mate? Who can stab ya?
Kill me, yeah.
You fucking guy.
You what, mate?
You little guy.
You're a right prick.
Faggy.
He's a faggy. Tosser.
Mate, I'll break your fucking jaw, man.
Yeah, right.
Fucking wanker.
And then pay for us to get it fixed with your fucking ridiculous NHS.
Oh, Kelly, yeah.
Yeah. Funny, mate. About NHS, mate. You don't know nothing about me.
Well, I mean, hey, yeah, you break our jaw and then pay for it, right? That's what you just said.
I think he
I'm
going to
bust your fucking jaw, mate. Listen, man, you're nothing, man. Watch.
You what? Fancy a bum?
I beg your pardon?
Do you fancy a bum?
Funny.
I think
funny
you do.
Guy. Yeah, funny.
Are you a chav?
So what are you saying about my missus, you little prick?
Are you a chav?
Shut your mouth, you little fuck.
Missus is a chav.
He must be a chav. Yeah, he's got to be a chav.
Yeah, funny.
Are you a packy?
In the paper that your mom, she fucks packies.
Like you use it as little boys, man.
Fuck them.
You know nothing about me, faggot.
Well, it says it right here on this paper. It says your mom, she fucks packets.
Ha ha ha. Funny.
Yeah, we read it. It's on the front page.
Yeah, sure.
Or, yeah. I, it's a,
so what's the point in this phone call then? Queer.
Just to let you know. I mean, we needed to, Cross wanted to tell you what happened with Kelly.
Yeah, blasted inside of her, came right inside of her, deep inside.
Oh, no.
Triple cream pie.
Yeah, and she was like, I'm on the pill. You guys can, all three of you can come inside of me.
Here's what it sounded like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Play it back, Bash. Play it back. We're editing it right now. And then we figured out what was happening.
And then we did, like, those really fucked up Asian videos, and, like, she dripped it out, you know, and we slung it at her, cocky style.
Yeah. And then we had her do a squirting video, but it was just, we told her just to piss.
Little faggots, man.
What the hell is that?
It's Morse code.
Oh.
Where's that coming from?
It's coming from Mr. Elephant.
Hey, we're stop it.
Contact. Stand by.
They're tracing us with Morse code.
So I will say this, though, is we claim no responsibility when she shows up pregnant.
Yeah.
You got the fucking doll. Put her on the fucking doll.
Because she pushed it all out. So, like, that's not... Like, there's no way it could be ours. It'd totally be yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Is she reckon you'd with a butter on?
She doesn't want to talk, she says.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm being honest. She doesn't want to talk. Okay? All right, yeah. All right, look, well, we're going to call her and put her on the phone, okay? We have to wait for it to connect, apparently. Yeah, we're just kidding. Look, we're at an Indian restaurant right now.
We just thought you looked like an asshole. We were in there the other day, and we were like, that guy's fucking gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just kidding. Sorry, man. Actually, I had a condom on the whole time, so it was okay.
Yeah,
we're good. Adam Nicholas. Adam owes money and is the owner of Stride Envy. He's a scumbag. Okay.
I think you need to realize it, you baby, you little faggot.
We've asked you multiple times to tell us. He keeps saying that. Yeah.
I mean, he's fucking a chick. That would mean he's not a faggot.
Can we do calls with him?
Yeah, totally. I'm getting one right now.
Nice.
Who are you calling?
Adam owes somebody money. Horstick is the user who sent this in. Might be the police. Let's see.
It would be the police if it was UK Godfather.
Excessive on the testosterone sometimes, so a lot.
Hey, you've reached Adam Nichols.
UK Godfather's going to be in China, he said, in a week, I think.
So we're going to get Chinese hospitals now.
Yeah, well, he said he wants to be joined when he's in China. I think that'd be cool. I think we can send him to businesses in China and prank them while he's there. I think that would be fucking epic. So, yeah, dude, set him to restaurants and shit around the hotel area. Like, you see that guy over there? He's a pervert. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, the chavvy guy hung up.
Yeah,
damn.
Yes, he did.
All right.
What was up with that guy? Because I had to go take a shit.
We said that we came inside, that we were filming a porno with his girl, and I cream pied inside her, and then we all three cream pied inside of her while we were filming a video surreptitiously while you were recording it, Larry. in the closet.
You're hiding in the closet.
Sloth, Ron didn't know that he was being videotaped, and that's kind of fucked up. I should have told him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's upset now.
Yeah, your ass was in it, Sloth. Sorry, bro.
Nice.
You can
nice.
Just see from behind. You're like, and your pants are at your ankles. You know,
it's one hairy ass in the whole video.
You had your shoes and socks on still too.
And like a button-up shirt
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, that's still on too. You just had it all untucked.
Yeah.
Who is this? Clay sent this number for Mary, who was a psychic voodoo Craigslist scammer. Was previously pranked by Onage Pranks.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Can I make an order, please, for one voodoo?
What?
I want to make an order for one voodoo, please.
I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong number, sir.
I want to make an order, please, from you. You're the psychic?
Sir, she's not in. She won't be until next week. Oh. She don't make no orders before you start. She don't orders nothing.
Hey, fucking shit. Can you write down the message for her then and deliver it to her when she gets in?
No, if she's a psychic, she doesn't need to write down the message. She'll already get it.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
You just think it.
Well, there's that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe you should take down the message.
Just in case she doesn't... Hello, are you there? Okay, whatever. What a bitch. She sounded Jamaican at first. I was kind of excited.
I know.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's Miss Cleo.
Did the Miss Cleo line still work?
No, she was like, she got charged with something.
Yeah, she was indicted with shit. I think she got deported. Wow, I think.
Probably for fraud.
Yeah, it was some fucked up shit. She was using prisoners and shit. They were saying they were psychics. They were actually in prison still. I remember that coming out. Shit.
Oh.
It's like you know that show Oz. Didn't they have a call center? Like it was one of the jobs you could have in prison. It was like telemarketing. There was like a whole setup with like phones and computers and stuff, and the prisoners were doing telemarketing calls. I remember that. I want to see that from beginning to end again. Oz. I didn't watch it the whole way through. I caught most of the episodes when it was on. Oz was like, dude, like 98. That was like before Sopranos that started, I want to say.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Yeah. I think that was the first of HBO's like dramas like that. I think Oz was the first one to start kind of doing good. If you don't count like Tales from the Crypt and other stuff like that era. Those weren't that good. Tales of the Crypt was okay. Wasn't there one like comedy show where the guy just kept having clips of old TV and movie clips? You remember that? What was that? Dream On or something like that? Am I right?
Like a good version of Tosh.0.
I don't know. I've never watched Tosh.0. I've heard good things, but I never watched it. But anyway, you remember Herman's Head? Shit like that. There was some weird. There was some weird shit on TV back then.
Yeah, there was
Herman's Head. Oh fuck. I don't even want to know.
One show I used to like was Chris Elliott, Get a Life.
Yeah. You remember when he built the submarine?
Yeah.
Didn't he die like just about every episode anyway? Like he died a whole bunch of times and he'd just come back the next episode like nothing happened.
Just like Kenny.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty much, before Kenny was Chris Elliott on that show.
One show I do miss was Jackass. Jackass is funny.
Oh, like the MTV Jackass? Yeah.
I still think the first, apart from some skits in the second and third movies, I still think.
Yeah, I gotcha. Hey, let me go ahead and see if we can cancel that order. I hung up on them, and I gotta get going. I gotta.
See, I don't think you should worry that they were on the line the whole time. I think they were recording or something.
The Mr. Elephant people.
There's some funny weird beeps and whistles and stuff.
There was some Morse code shit going on. I don't know what that was about. That's scary. All right. Hey, where can I get the number? Where are we canceling from? It was the first Indian one or the second? Do you remember? Shit.
Was it one of the ones I used? I don't think.
I think it was because we had Mr. Elephant on the line. You put in three, right?
Yeah.
No, it was the Curry Palace, I think.
Was it Shilpa?
Shilpa, maybe.
Let's see.
Hello, good evening. Shilpa restaurant?
Yeah, did I make an order? Can you see if it's ready?
Okay, sir. You ordered paneer tikka, chicken tikka masala, yeah, the garlic naan.
And the papadums.
Yeah.
And the papadums.
Okay, please hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is ready, sir. It is ready.
Okay, listen.
It is ready.
I'm going to cancel that.
It is ready here.
I'm going to cancel that.
Sorry?
Cancel.
Very good. We are not losing anything.
I don't want the fucking food, asshole.
Indian food's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't like
disgusting
Indian food.
Okay, you enjoy. Enjoy your bloody food.
Yeah, we'll
okay?
enjoy.
Thank you.
Enjoy
bye.
Your sister.
Bye.
It smells bad.
Whoa.
He didn't get as pissed as we thought.
Yeah, he didn't get as pissed. He got still pretty pissed, but yeah. I was hoping for more.
He did go off. Oh, Carlito.
Yeah.
Who do you think the Texans should take number one in the draft?
I'm personally going for Bortles, the QB from UCF, because that's my alma mater.
Bortles over is better than Manziel?
Yes, because I am biased. That's why. being honest, I'm biased, and that's what I want to happen. Manziel already has drama around him. You know what I mean? Blake Bortles is not.
I think Bortles is a better pure quarterback, but I think Manziel is going to give a team a better shot to win. I don't like Clowney just because, I mean, Texans already have a good D-line, and they just need a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. You think the Texans are going to go anywhere even with a good quarterback?
Yeah, or at least they'll be competitive.
Okay, I don't know. The Texans are like a team for me. All right, most of you guys are probably getting really pissed off at us right now. But the Texans are a team that I really don't care for much, to be honest. I can't ever see myself really rooting for them. They just don't excite me. I don't know. It's hard to explain why. Something about the team. Maybe it's the colors. I don't know.
Ugh. Are you a Jags fan?
No, I'm not a Jags fan. Are you crazy? I'm a Giants fan.
I didn't know you were a Giants fan.
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan. Yeah, I don't really talk about it because I'm embarrassed about it. Now, right now I am, but yes, I'm a Giants fan. That's my team. And I respect the Bucks because they're my hometown team. Well, technically Jacksonville would be, but I don't want to.
You're
going to
hate me, then.
Why?
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah. Everyone's a Cowboys. I moved to Pennsylvania, and everyone's a Cowboys fan up here. What the fuck? I was like, there's no Eagles fans and shit? There's Cowboys fans and Steelers fans where I live at. I don't. Whatever.
Do you live in, like, rural Pennsylvania?
Yeah, pretty much.
That would explain it.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Philly fans.
I hate Jets fans. Okay, look, I'm going to go. Bye. I don't want to talk about football. I don't want to talk about anything anymore. You guys all go away. Thank you, Baz, Sloth, and Zykon, and Sabachi for joining us. Bye.
Bye, Manchud.
Yep, they're out of here. All right. Well, as I said, please, if you're watching on the YouTube feed, be sure to like and subscribe. I would greatly appreciate that. I also want to thank everyone who sent in requested pranks. I did quite a few of them at the end there. And I would like to thank everyone who allowed us to prank call them today. Thank you. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for picking up. Yeah. All right. I'll catch you tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, for another episode of Madhouse Live. Until then, thank you. And good night. Where you can't get what you want.